And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober. She's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1 2 1 2 3, test. Are you ready?
I'm very close to being ready.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I'm sorry, I just told somebody I would send them this. I just told you.
Let me get started. Just don't talk, please.
I said, please.
Let me talk.
Give me a minute. Give me 2 minutes, and then you go. Well, I'm going to start it.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. My wife is just doing something to make me hate her. What's going on here?
People always say, like,
people say, oh, in the, what's the podcast called? I Hate My Wife. No, that is wrong.
Oh, I'm glad you stopped doing what you were doing to bring that one up. Well, that was wrong, folks.
It's not the other way around.
It's My Wife Hates Me.
I'll
throw out some quick plugs before I get started. This weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Las Vegas, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. The following weekend, Friday, I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, PA. Saturday, the Comedy Cabaret, Northeast Philly. And then go to richvoss.com. And go to my website. All my dates are up there. I'm almost filled up for the year. I mean, I will within no time. You know, I got some good stuff coming up. Patreon, we're going to put up a video of our live podcast that we'll talk about right now. What else do I want to talk about? I'm going to talk about this for like 2 seconds
I need to plug some stuff,
okay,
too.
Okay, you'll do that later. Go ahead. What do you want to plug? Governors? You're at Governors.
No, I'm at, well.
Oh, go ahead. Also.
The brokerage. What do you want to interrupt my... The 20th and the 21st of April. That's coming up. So, you know, listen, I do my best work on Long Island. I don't know why that is. It just is. I say Long Island's number one for me. Number two, New Jersey, believe it or not. Number three, I don't have a number three. Those are the only two places I do well. So
The Stand.
New York City can sometimes get it rolling.
What about California?
I haven't done, to be honest, every time I do a set in L.A., like at one of the clubs, isn't it the most fun? It's so easy. Because you're not following these killers. You know what I mean? Like, people are just sort of, like, taking their time on stage.
I went on stage last night. Who was on the show? Who did I see? I only saw Sam Morril, then Mike Vecchione. And then I closed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just slaughtered. Like, the difference is, those guys are so funny.
What?
Sam Morril went on. Like, it wasn't the greatest crowd, but Sam Morril's funny. He did good.
He's great.
And Mike did well.
Mike, but who?
Vecchione.
Fantastic. Both of them are killers.
But here's the thing with that audience. They needed to be punched in the face, kind of like, those guys don't do crowd work at all. So I went on at the end, and I smashed a couple of people.
As soon as you have to shake them out of their thing.
You have to
smack
them in the face.
I feel like a lot of times the audience anymore doesn't understand what they're watching. They don't know what they're seeing. Like, they don't know if it's supposed to be real or not real, or I feel bad for them. Like, I look into their faces and I can tell they don't know what to expect or what it is. And then if you're too real, they get kind of weirded out.
Well, I'm very real.
Because they want you to just sort of like, they expect you to just stand up there and tell your jokes. And then you talk to them, they're like,
well, anyhow, it
was
fun.
You're really real.
It's real fun because
you're the realist.
Well, I'm not the realist, but I'm pretty real. It's just fun. When
I can't believe we just had an earnest conversation. Well, I'm embarrassed now.
I just like watching guys.
Go back
like,
and rewind.
I like watching Vecchio and I like watching Sam. I like, you know, because they're great. They're good comics and they're great joke writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
and they have very specific point of view.
Oh, and Mike Vecchio had such a funny joke about. I can't, you know, do you have a woman? Do you have a lady trapped inside your body or something, mm-hmm. right? I don't know, you know, the long setup or whatever. But he said, no, but my mom had a C-section, so I was a man trapped in a woman's body.
Oh.
Really funny. I mean, how the bit went, but...
Not like that.
That
wasn't
punch.
Funny at all, the way you did it.
But it's a clever punchline.
Yes.
No, I'm not doing, I'm just saying.
I think I heard him do it.
It's very funny.
He's hilarious.
And it's so easy to follow guys like that because they're telling jokes. You know, they get the audience in the mood for comedy.
Was that
it's
easy to like follow them? It's like, it
for me
feels
it is.
Good to follow them. Like,
no, it's certain, easy for me.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, that sounds negative. You could put it into a positive thing. Like, the reason that...
It is positive
They're not
for both.
Easy to follow.
Oh, they
set up the room so well for you.
Yes, yeah, they're good to follow. They're easy. They're fun. Because they tell
Because if you're just like a mess and a nightmare on stage, you're harder to follow. And you... are hard to follow. So
Why?
What is that?
I'm not a nightmare or a mess.
You're dirty.
Sometimes I'm dirty, but so is
you
Louis
talk
C.K.
to the audience. Well, he's hard to follow, I guess.
No, he isn't. I follow him.
I'm saying it doesn't matter if you, it's not a matter of good or bad. It makes you easier or hard to follow.
No, it, if you're a good comic, they'll focus on you. You'll get them to into your groove.
No, not necessarily.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
No. Not necessarily.
Anyhow, I'm going to...
No, I hate all those kind of fucking platitudes. Work hard.
I didn't say work hard. And
I was giving another example of stupid shit. It's all about confidence. You got to be confident up there. Anything like that is stupid. There's always an exception to every single rule.
Yes, there is. In life,
there's a lot of great comedians that the audience doesn't understand.
That's true.
Okay, because the truth is that it's a comedy fan will understand comedy. There's a few comedy fans that get it, really get it. And then the only other people that really get comedy, good comedy, are good comedians. Because that's all we do. Sit around and analyze and figure it out.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to only talk about this for a minute. I did Jim and Sam yesterday, and one of the young producers came in and fucking slid. He really got me. He was prepared, and he, you know, in a all-out verbal battle, I have to say, the young 27-year-old producer that lives at home got me, but...
And what give us,
I
what
know,
are you talking
just,
about? You're just going to go over and over, he got you?
Yeah,
he
got
me. Okay, next
no,
on the
I'm
list
just saying,
of things
like,
I wanted
about
to touch.
I'm just saying he had better slams.
Well, no, nobody even knew what you were talking about.
Yeah,
he grabbed my fucking underwear and pulled hard. What? He got
he
you
better,
in what way?
In slamming. He got me, he had better
I'm
slams.
I'm going to put this out there. This is a great story that Rich Foss is going to tell.
Great.
One of the youngsters came in and he got me.
He got me
Okay, next. What we have is...
You're so angry at me. Let me finish the story.
I said to my wife, "Give me some turkey burger."
I'll tell you how dumb Bunny is. But anyhow, he had some slams. He had good ones. Some weak, you know, a year old. We get it. I'm old. But
he roast battled you.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And he clearly, if there was a winner loser, he won. If there was a winner loser.
I don't
want to
hear that.
Well, sometimes you got to say when you're beaten, you're beaten. That's all, you know. But in my defense, he doesn't mean anything to me. Like if it was, you know, I don't know. He won. He beat me. So there's no excuses. None whatsoever. The young 27-year-old producer came in and punk slapped me. What can you do? You could just get up and get ready for the next fight in life.
Now, let me tell you how dumb my wife is.
Okay, yeah, but let me tell you how dumb my wife is.
But thanks for, like, that was the worst story in the world. I don't
know
why.
No, I'm giving him kudos.
I don't know what. Oh, he doesn't care and he's not listening to you.
Are you kidding me?
Why don't you fucking text him, hey, you got me. You know, I'm going to go on my podcast. I'm going to publicly tell people that you got me. I'm not going to tell any of the slams, of course. I'm not going to give any excuses.
Well, that way, because
I'm just going to say you got me and I'm going to move on to how dumb my wife is. And that's it. That's how I'm going to do it.
He said, you know, he did stuff like you're old and, oh, you did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm telling you, it was great stuff. And he said, oh, you did Def Jam 25 years ago. I mean, good stuff. But anyhow, he won. What I'm saying is,
what a piece of shit. Tell him to fucking come at me. He wants to fucking fight somebody? Huh? More his own age? Okay.
But sometimes, listen, you know, some of the best fighters in the world lose fights. You know, they lose fights.
What is going on with the front of that ring?
What do you mean?
Are you wearing... take that ring off.
No, what are you...
You're wearing a diamond ring. Okay, as everyone knows, a lot of rings.
Yeah.
And then he's got it bandaged.
No, a little
around
one.
Around the front, because it's...
It's a little loose.
Well, by all means, take your fucking... diamond encrusted jewelry and put bandages around it.
You can't see that. It's under it.
Oh, no. People, I just guessed that it was there.
People do that sometimes.
I'm getting a bandage somewhere on your fingers. It's not on skin. Is it on a ring? Is it wrapped around a ring?
You're fucking, what the fuck? Some people put a bandage. It's a little loose. I got to get it fitted.
Listen, I made my decision. I will live with it for the rest of my life. But you're getting more and more weird
as we
get older. And like sometimes I look back and I see what people saw, like the thing that I didn't see. Like I remember one time somebody said something to me when we were at Tough Crowd. We were both going on and I was fully in love with you at that point.
You weren't in love with me at Tough Crowd.
Yes, I was.
Whatever.
And they made a joke about you, like Rich Voss. And I was like, I can't remember now what the joke was, but it had something to do with like you, like drooling or.
No, I didn't drool then.
Something that was a very Rich Voss joke. But I remember thinking like, oh, is that how people see him? Because I don't see him like that. And as I go through, as the goggles have come off.
The goggles?
The goggles have come off. I
did
see
that. Did you take them off with the goggles?
I'm also French. I did not tell you this before. That you're not exactly the person that I thought you were, which is fine, which is totally fine. I still love the core of you, the goodness in you. I see that.
Do you think you're the person I thought?
I'm not wearing bandages on my fucking diamond rings.
I put one because it was a little loose on the bottom of it. People do that all the time.
Maybe in your neighborhood. I don't know. In my neighborhood, we didn't have diamond rings, so. I mean, we were sort of taught, like, it's either you bandage up some jewelry or it's diamonds. You don't do to both.
You just said either you bandage up jewelry or diamonds.
You bandage up jewelries or you wear diamonds, not bandage diamonds.
They're not bandaged. They look, Marv, this looks great. It looks
is
nice.
Is it bandaged or not?
The bottom is, yeah, until I get a size.
Turn the other one around. Turn the other hand around.
No. I just got to get this size, my wedding band.
But weren't you in it yesterday getting it sized?
No, I got this one sized.
But why didn't you get the other one sized?
Because it wasn't as loose, and as I lose weight, your fingers, and the weather too, I didn't realize.
Oh, is that where you lose weight first, your fingers?
No, when the weather changes, when it gets warmer,
This is what I'm talking about. This is like not the person that when I was like so...
Well, you didn't know that?
Oh, he's calling me.
I didn't know that.
Like later, you should fucking.
You didn't know they expand and.
I didn't know I was gonna have a conversation about it, and I certainly didn't know I was gonna have a conversation about it into a microphone while you're fucking spittling your gum around.
You didn't. Do you know that the weather, you know, sometimes it swells up, sometimes because the heat it expands, or sometimes what's the other word? Detract. What's the opposite of expand? Do you know?
Yes.
What?
Shrinks.
No.
Yes.
No, it's that's the technical term. Expand.
Oh, there's a technical term.
Expand.
Deflates.
No, not deflate. Expands or detracts.
Yeah.
You want me to look it up for you?
Why would you look it up for me? I have no need for it.
Well, I'm just trying to say.
Are you fine with how you've described it, or you want to? What do you want to do?
And then, also too,
the tracks is not correct. I hope you know that.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Now, I got one question.
I've always made it a rule not to argue with men with bandaged rings.
I have a question for you.
Why? Well, go ahead. You may ask your question.
I don't know if I said this on radio or at our podcast the other night when I was talking about Canada. I might have said it on radio. I don't remember.
I think it's important to find out.
Well, but is this true? Like, I said that in Canada, stomach cancer is more prevalent because in Canada, people eat more smoked food. And smoked food can lead to stomach cancer. Did I say that on the podcast?
You didn't say that on the podcast. If I was anywhere near you when you said that, I would have punched you in the face.
Why? You don't know that's true?
No, I don't. I have. This is one of those cases where I don't know it's true or not true.
I heard
but
that.
I do know one thing.
Your father?
You don't know.
Yeah, I do.
You've
know.
You've not researched.
Yes,
that.
I did. I heard
you
it.
You heard it. You heard it somewhere.
From a doctor.
But you know, from a doctor.
Yeah.
What doctor told you that?
Seuss. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, see?
It's more, I think my doctor, our family doctor, family practice doctor.
Well,
he said it's more prevalent in Canada because of, you know, there's certain foods that lead to cancer. You read that all the time. Eat that, you can lead to cancer. And I heard smoked food leads
to cancer.
Okay,
so you heard it, but that doesn't make it true.
From a doctor.
I mean, it's still, doctors are fucking idiots.
Yeah, but they know certain things.
Not necessarily.
I'll call Dr. Steve.
What about that doctor that embalmed somebody?
What are you talking about?
There's a doctor in Germany that accidentally embalmed somebody.
That was alive?
Yeah, instead of saline solution or something into their...
Wait, they were alive.
They were alive getting an operation, and then they, instead of some other kind of solution, they got embalming fluids going into them.
Did they die after that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never heard
that. Oh, it was
that.
Russia, not Germany. Russia, sorry.
I never heard that.
Sorry, Germans.
Well, today I went...
Well, you didn't hear it, so that makes it... What? You heard it now. I thought anything you heard, you just accept as truth.
Not from you.
Oh,
doctors. From doctors.
Well, I heard it from a doctor.
No, you didn't. You might have read it, but you didn't hear it.
I heard it on the news.
Here's another thing. You know, fucking Nike, you know, I stop. Sometimes I don't want to buy sneakers, but then they send me, hey, we're letting you buy these ones in advance that I know are going to sell out. So I buy them. But I ordered a couple things from online. I ordered some golf balls that they're on sale. So I, you know, save money there. I'm going to use them. I also ordered gas masks. Today, some gas masks. Don't you think every house should have a gas mask? Everybody should have. But the only thing I don't know about these gas masks is the filters on them. Do they run out? And if you don't have enough...
Did your gum just fall out?
No, that was
the
tape came off of there. See?
Now what? Now you bought gas masks like
for
actual
everybody.
Gas masks? Those big things with the thing in the front?
Yeah. You know, I think it's two for the price of one or something, two in the pack.
How much are they?
I spent like $70 on four of them, I think, or two of them. I don't know if two come or one come, but I hope it's four.
You went from four to one.
No,
how do you not know what you're buying?
Four to two. The packs, it said two come in a pack, two gas masks, or two for like $35. But I don't know if it's two or one. But if it's
if it said two come in a pack,
I didn't understand it. It didn't seem right. But they seem like really good ones. I mean, it was ones for $200, and there was some for like $35. So if I get four, I'll have three for the house.
You buying gas masks? Well, we will die, but you know, it will.
We'll live an extra couple of weeks.
Maybe a couple of extra hours.
A couple of weeks.
These gas masks don't work at all. Only $35. So Yeah, I mean, what are you going to, what do you want me to do? Buy the $250 gas masks?
Oh, is that you doing a Jewish
that
voice?
I was trying to do a Jewish voice.
Oh, so you're trying to say, be cheap. I'm looking out for our family. I got four of them. Three for the house, one for my car, okay?
I'm looking out for my family, but not for more than $35.
Yeah. I would never see you going online and going, oh, what can I do to save my family's life? And buy gas masks. You wouldn't do that. Huh? Who stocked the basement?
No, but I'll tell you what.
Who stocked?
I've never brought smoked meat into this house.
I'll tell you what. Who stocked up the basement with water and tuna and sardines? And you know what's great?
What am I going to eat?
Yeah, right. I'm so happy during the apocalypse. Me and Raina are going to live it up. I have beans down there, too.
Thank you.
I got to get more food. But we don't have any room down there. It's packed. If we have to, you know, live down there. And you know what's going to happen? Mice are going to come. That's why we got to get an apartment with a basement. I mean, a condo with a basement and seal it. I wish I had one of those fallout shelters. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see them online?
Is it disappointing to you if we don't have to live in a post-apocalyptic nightmare?
No, you just have to be ready. You have to be ready, you know.
Well, I will say this, you know, I wouldn't do it.
I must.
I don't know how to do. I wouldn't have done the insurance. I wouldn't have done a lot of things that you. It, obviously, very grateful that you that I do have you in my life for those certain things.
I probably spent.
So thank you.
I probably spent about $1,000 on survival.
I mock you now, but
I probably
how much?
Probably with all the backpacks and all the equipment I have, machetes and
machetes.
And, yeah, in backpacks, I have machetes in case you're in the woods. You gotta, you know,
woods. Where are we going to South America? I don't know where we're going.
I have to
go machetes. Oh, to get to the Rite Aid. Do we have to?
No, I'm just saying.
These are machetes.
We have to go live up in the woods or something, I'm prepared.
It makes no sense.
Northern Jersey, up in the mountains.
You've got quite an active imagination.
Tents, you name it, I got it.
Wearing
I have
our
it.
Gas masks.
I got it. You know, I only have one sleeping bag. I should get two more, but it's going to be tough. We got to load the car quick. Load the car quick.
With our gas masks on, it's going to be quite difficult.
Well, you know, it's better be prepared than not prepared.
What about the dog? What about her gas mask?
We'll take the dog because we might have to eat her at some point.
Richard.
I was in a store. I don't know what store, but I saw our vet there. But she barely even recognized me.
Well, she said to me when I last time I was there, I haven't met you, but I've met your husband. I felt like, I could tell by the way she said it. She was like, are you going to be crazy too?
The real vet or like someone behind the counter?
No, the real vet.
The cute, she's kind of pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Married though, has a big ring.
You've noticed those things?
All the time. I'm like a profiler. Of course you notice those things. When they're picking up your dog, it's hard not to see a ring on someone's hand. I don't look for it, but I notice it because that's how I am on stage. I know what's going on because I see what goes on around me. You don't see what goes on around you. That's
the
difference.
I can't, and when you're around, I can't because those rings of yours just blind me to everything.
Whoa,
else.
See how you make a joke when I'm being serious? And
I'm being serious right now, yeah, Bonnie.
I see what's going on around me.
I notice my surroundings, okay? I might not know how to spell or grammar or read. A lot of things I don't know, but one thing I do know, a $35 gas mask is going to get you a couple of feet.
Yeah, I do know how to read and spell. And
oh, do you think?
Yeah.
You know what? Whoa, master of the comeback. Master. Whoa, nothing gets past this guy. I like that you defended that. That means that there's some part of you that thinks people...
No, I'm not a great speller.
Do you think people out there were like, oh, he doesn't know how to read?
Do you know what Bonnie did?
If you didn't say, guys, I do know how to read, that people would be like leaving... clicking off the podcast. Whoa, I guess we learned something new today. Rich Foster. Well, that makes his Instagram seems... I understand it now.
My Instagram is fucking hilarious.
Instagram is off the charts, baby.
You see what I said yesterday, the funny stuff?
No, I didn't.
I did one... I had a picture of a train, and I put T.J. Miller, I like to make a collect call.
Oh,
it's kind of funny.
T.J. Miller is in a lot of trouble because he fucking called in a fake bomb threat. What a douchebag. He was having some kind of altercation
with a lady,
with a woman on the train, and then he drunkenly called in a bomb threat on her.
On the wrong train, too. They stopped the train, emptied it out, cleared it out to check it. Do you know how many people were late for work or lost money or did whatever?
Yeah, no, because he was like, she wouldn't like move out of her seat for him or something. I don't know.
He was probably drunk, right?
Well, they said that he sounded drunk on the calls. And that other passenger said that he was drinking. They asked him when he called in, have you been drinking? Because he sounded drunk. And he said, one glass of wine. But other people on the train said he was drunk.
Why would you call in from your phone? Are you that stupid? They could trace everything.
Well, I don't think he cared that. I don't think he thought he was going to get in trouble. That he just would call it in. It didn't matter that it was him or anything.
Of course. What do you mean you wouldn't get in trouble?
Because he would just say he just assumed they would. I had a legitimate complaint. I saw her looking in her bag, you know. I don't think he thought that he could get in trouble for that. Because you're right. Otherwise, I mean, the whole thing is bizarre.
It's a federal offense.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Offense to call in a bomb scare.
So he's going to go to rehab. So what happens now? He goes to rehab, right? He makes some big apology. Has he made an apology yet?
No, I heard he was on Twitter doing funny jokes or doing bits or something.
Really?
I don't know. That's what someone said last night. I didn't follow him on Twitter.
Oh, I was thinking, okay, his next step is he's going to like do this big PR thing where he's like, I'm an alcoholic. And I need help. Go to rehab, come back a changed person, you know, new lease on life, back in the movies.
I'm so sick. You know, if that was some fucking, and I've said this before, some poor white kid from a trailer park or some black kid from the fucking inner city, you know, they don't get that chance to go to rehab, you know.
Hey. Oh, no, he might be in real trouble, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying he has a better chance as a celebrity with money to get out of it. I had a cousin back in the day who's passed away, second cousin, not a first cousin, that got caught with 2 ounces of coke, selling it to an undercover agent. 2 ounces, that's a lot of coke, especially back then.
What, like how much? Like half that cup?
2 ounces. Do you know what an ounce weighs? An ounce weighs an ounce. Do you know how many ounces in a pound? Tell me how many ounces in a pound.
64.
Are you fucking dumb?
Yeah.
How many ounces? How many ounces in a pound? For real?
I grew up on a metric system.
Okay, how many metrics in a pound?
How many metrics in a pound?
I don't know. I'm saying how many.
Oh, so you're dumb about the metric system.
No, I'm not dumb.
No, are you dumb about the metric system?
How many kilometers in a pound?
Okay.
Kilograms. So, how many kilograms in a pound?
-30. No. I don't know.
You don't know how many ounces in a pound.
Is it
16.
That sounds right.
It is right. So he got caught with 2 ounces.
So that's not a lot.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, a pound of cocaine seems like that's a lot.
Listen, 2 ounces of coke is a lot. He got caught selling to another.
Not for me. Not for somebody like me.
To an undercover agent. And his family had tons of money. He never got in trouble. His father was very influential.
Oh, see,
in that
I see
town.
Why you needed it to sound like a lot of coke, because that's the whole point of the story. It's not that much. You shouldn't. I thought the story was going to be went to jail for life. I was like, this doesn't seem like that much coke.
Yes,
right.
But if that was, you know, so what I'm saying is,
is that why you also made him your second cousin, because you didn't want people to think you came from money?
Oh, I didn't come from money. My first cousins had some money. My second cousins had money. We didn't have money.
I know that, girl.
So what I'm saying is, money gets you out of trouble. Fame gets you out of trouble. You know, not if you're, you know, a proven rapist, but, or, you know, accusations of rape, you probably lose your career. But, you know, whatever. He just, you know, a bomb scare. A bomb scare from your own phone. At least borrow someone's phone. Hey, can I use your phone? From your own phone. At least somebody could collect a call from TJ Miller. Just a bomb.
I think you have to give your name when you're calling in a bomb threat anyway.
No, you don't.
I guess you could make one up.
Well, you probably could.
But when they, I mean, that doesn't seem like a thing that you, they allow just like, I don't know, anonymous.
Yes, they don't take that shit. They take that shit seriously. After 9/11, they take it seriously. If someone called it, if they,
yeah, I'm sure they ask. They ask them, have you been drinking? I'm sure they were like, who is this? Have you been drinking? One glass of wine.
Whatever. I mean, I guess I could hear some stuff in certain people's voice, but if someone calls with like a muffled, you know how they do that on TV, yeah. To, hello, there's a bomb. I want to report a bomb.
It's a Raina's character. I like to, I can't do it.
I want to report a bomb. See, they got to take that seriously nowadays. So they could set an example of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leona Helmsley had tons of money and she went to jail.
Tons of money. She sure did.
Wesley Snipes went to jail. He had
sometimes it,
you know what I'm saying? I got to take a nap. I'm tired. All right, let's talk about the podcast. We need to, here's the deal. We did a live My Wife Hates Me the other night. Bobby Kelly was our marriage counselor. But it didn't go the way it was planned. And for a couple reasons.
First of all, it wasn't planned.
No, I mean how the marriage counselor thing's supposed to go. You know, where we ask.
Okay, here's the, can I just explain something to you, honestly?
Yeah.
I normally put it together, don't I? I say, this is how it's going to go. This is the problem we're going to try to get. Well, you said to me the night before and then the next day that you had the topics. So
and I did have topics. I just didn't give them to Bobby the right way.
Okay, so it never, so I just, I was like just an active participant waiting for it. So I don't feel like I should be dragged into
no,
this.
No, no, we were all wrong. Yes. It was, if you look at it as a marriage counselor type podcast, like some of our other ones, it's not.
None of them are really marriage counselors.
No, of course.
They're just fucking around.
Yes, they are.
But you should have had an, I tried to at some point get into like your, hoarding rings and shoes
I know,
and stuff.
But I,
and then it never.
Well, because the problem is we started doing all, we were relaying our problems to the crowd instead of.
Oh, it's silly. Of course, we were in front of a live crowd. So we're saying them. And then, you know, Bobby can or cannot weigh in. It's ridiculous to say that it wasn't done properly. There is no properly.
Well, I'm saying it's a great pot. It's fucking funny. Either way.
We're still as broken as we were when we started.
But it was funny.
But of course it was funny.
Fucking
we had Bobby,
Bobby
Kelly on it.
He's so funny.
He's the best.
He's not the best, but he's so funny. You're the best. You were the funniest.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
I wasn't
you were
funny
so
funny.
And here's Bonnie. I swear to God, she does this every time we do something. Before we go on stage, she goes, look, I'm exhausted. I don't have it tonight. You got to carry this. The second we walk up, she doesn't shut up and give me a chance. You did it again like you did it that time when we did the fucking line. Don't like try to act like you don't. You, hey, can you carry this one? I'm tired. I don't have it.
I apologize.
Did you do it or not?
I don't remember. I was the only one introduced in the beginning. I didn't realize that I had to bring you up. It took me a minute to realize you weren't on stage with me.
Yeah, why didn't he introduce both of us?
I don't know.
You can't pay these guys in advance.
Sean Donnelly, he's very funny.
He is funny. I used him a couple times to do warm-up.
Yeah.
He's my warm-up guy, Sean Donnelly.
Yeah,
because he's funny. You know, I like him.
Yeah, so then he introduced me. So I went up and started talking. I didn't realize. Then you came up. But I tried to have a little something, you know, going on.
You try to get the crowd to like you first before anything.
Well, otherwise, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
That not everybody knows us in that audience.
Not that night.
Okay, so there was just like a lot of people coming into a show. And if you just started in on my wife's a cunt, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't
very
say that.
No, I relax, Richard. If you
don't call
did,
me Richard.
If you did Yeah. Start with that nonsense and trashing me. They don't get that. That's not how normal things work.
I know.
You know, they're horrified. So I try to start off a little bit so that when you come in and defend yourself and say mean things about me, it's not at, they're like, oh, okay, he's just defending himself. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start, it always takes such a deep dive, you know, and then you have to like dig yourself out of that hole. Or we do. All right, and I have to like laugh extra hard so people know my feelings aren't hurt.
I'm in an
abusive relationship.
I don't hurt you.
And I'm trying to monetize it.
I don't hurt your feelings ever when we do those.
No, but the audience has been over millennia programmed that you're nicer to women than you are to men. That just is how society is. So when you come in and we're equally mean to each other, people don't see it as equal. They see it as you're meaner to me than I am to you. Listen, I could say the shittiest, most horrible things about you. And for the most part, the audience is like, woo! It's empowering. It's so dumb. But if you say shit about me, that whoa, 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 you don't talk to a lady like that.
Yeah, but if they knew you, they would know you're not if a lady.
But that's why I try to get them to know me a little first. So that then they're like, oh, she is a cunt. He's right. And it's a little more equal.
But you were funny. Bobby was funny. So we're going to put the video up behind the wall on Patreon.
Yes.
The video of it. And I think send the audio to Sirius. But it was a light crowd. It was about 80 people. It wasn't bad crowd.
No, or 100.
It was about, yeah, maybe 100 and something. I don't know. Whatever. It was a good crowd. It was Tuesday night. It was fun. Hold on. Alexa, can smoked food cause stomach cancer?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Are you stupid?
Alexa. Is there more stomach cancer in Canada than the United States?
Sorry, I'm not
sure. How does she not know anything?
Alexa, what are the rates of stomach cancer in Canada?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Stomach cancer, also known as gastric cancer, is cancer developing from the lining of the stomach. Early symptoms may include heartburn, upper abdominal pain, nausea, and loss of appetite. Did that answer your question?
No.
No.
Thanks for your feedback.
She's not as smart as people say she is. Right? What do you think?
Stop. You got
what? All right, so what else you want to do? Anyhow, the live podcast was funny. Bobby,
you be the judge. You go on Patreon, pay your $5, $10, $15 a month and listen to it. Watch it.
They only pay $5.
They can do whatever they want.
Why can't somebody send us that $250,000?
Still waiting for a $250,000 donor.
Donor.
Patron.
We'd like to thank, and we're not going to say what, but we were business partners with a friend of ours in North Carolina. I just want to say thank you. It was great to be in business with you.
Why do you think, honest to God, it's the most bizarre thing in the world that you're like...
I like to put out good vibes.
Look, no, you're like, so I had an opener, or blah, 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 or this, let me just shout out to this club owner. You think like there's no higher honor than being mentioned on my podcast.
No.
Like...
It's called.
Who fucking cares? Like this guy, this business partner. Hey, Richard, thanks for mentioning me on your podcast.
Oh yeah, really? It's the same on Twitter when you thank somebody or
I don't.
You
I
do?
Private thank them.
No, you or you'll go on Twitter. And go, oh, she was great last night or funny. Same thing. Same thing. It's just using social media.
Who cares? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Oh, we've done stuff on the podcast. You don't think it's gone out to certain people? When we did the whole thing on Opie on Patreon, next thing you know he listened to it or heard it. I saw Anthony last night. I was hanging out with Anthony. One thing about Anthony, he fucking gets humor. He really does.
He's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy and he's a great laugher. So I talked about you know, you doing Monday night. You, yeah, tell us about Monday night. You did the what's his name?
It was so fun.
Who? It was Carl Cruz's.
Carl who?
Carl. Hold on. Why are you taking that picture?
So that we can put it on.
What? Instagram?
Yeah, beach. So that looks so bad.
Wait, let me see. Do I look heavy?
No, you look good.
Here's one. Get this. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get my guns out.
How was that?
Bonnie said a picture I put on Instagram was photoshopped.
It is.
No,
it is.
No, it's not.
It is. You can tell.
Maybe the shading or something. Carl Ruse. Tell us about Carl Ruse's birthday party.
It was his birthday party. It was really fun. Well, Sherrod puts together these shows. How he's got all these women that surround him, like his assistants and producers, and I don't know if one of his manager or whatever. But
I met some girl last night that said she books his show to get all, books Race Wars to get a hold of her.
Oh yeah, I mean he.
She goes,
they're the greatest women in the world. They really are. Like it's weird because you know, I mean, I love Sherrod, but you wouldn't necessarily think like he's attracted. He has a good eye for certain people. But anyway, so these women help him. And so they're fun to be around and they make sure, you know, everyone's on time and everything. And yeah, the show was fantastic. So fun to do. I saw Opie there. And
did you guys say hi to each other?
No, I looked at him and I was like, if he says hi, I'm going to say hi, you know, obviously. But we just kind of both sort of, like there was no animosity or not. It just was, we just both knew we weren't going to say hi.
Why wouldn't you say hi to him?
Well, he was a little bit far away and it was, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's better to just let things go.
No.
Yeah.
Because I told Anthony he didn't say hi to you, and Anthony lost his mind going, why wouldn't he say hi? I go, well, Bonnie didn't say hi to him.
Yeah, I didn't
and,
say hi
and
to
Anthony,
him either.
Anthony's going, it's not Bonnie's place. It's his place to say hi. Get Anthony going. It's funny.
Right.
I was with him last night.
I mean,
night.
Then he's looking for a little micro.
I like to get things. Anthony going on this. He's going, I can't believe he didn't say hi to her. I go,
and
oh.
Then I made jokes about everybody on the, you know, when I was doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I made a joke about Opie. Then I felt bad because I didn't want it to become the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just like, oh, he doesn't like it clearly. So why am I doing it? But when
why,
you're
he's
on
done
stage,
it to
sometimes
people
you
for
kinda,
years he's done it.
Well,
what was the joke about Opie?
It sounded noisy in the back where Carl was and all the chefs and Opie and everything. I said, "What are you guys listening to old Opie episodes back there? What are you guys doing a pop up?"
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But he just landed 2 days up on, I think, Westworld 1 or something. Westworld for a podcast, 2 days, 2 hours a day. That's pretty good.
What is it?
Like a podcast he's going to be doing.
But what's Westworld?
Westworld 1. They used to be a big radio conglomerate,
oh.
I think. I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
Well,
that's
what great.
I,
good. Good. I'm happy. I mean, I'm not happy. I don't give a shit.
Neither
I don't
do
care
I.
one way or another.
Me either, but...
So... But yeah. I just, you know, I don't want, like, I don't want confrontation if it's not necessary.
That's
know?
Why I didn't
That's
go.
That's the thing is, like, you could, at some point you go, oh, well, I'm not going to, like, I'm probably, like, the amount of times I will run into Opie in my life are probably, you know,
well,
maybe two more times in my whole life unless I decide to, you
well,
know what I mean?
I didn't go because I didn't want to make anybody uncomfortable and ruin a birthday party. Because it would have been uncomfortable if I would have went.
And you weren't, oh, I didn't know if you were invited.
Yes.
Oh, you were
Carl
invited.
Carl wanted me to go.
Okay.
I'll show you the fucking...
All right. Calm down. I'm sure you texted
oh, and Sherrod,
him first.
And last night I saw Sherrod, or Tuesday night, he goes, why the fuck didn't you come last night? I go, I couldn't get a babysitter. You know, because he wanted me to do a spot. A guest spot. You know, but I'm not going to go on. No one's who's going to follow me on that show?
Yeah, because you're hard to follow. We don't know if it's because you're good or bad.
You know, I have to close the show and not get paid. Oh, wait, Sherrod closed? Who hosted?
Vic.
Oh, he was the host?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said he went on first.
I mean, he went on first as the host.
Oh, as the host.
Yeah.
I like Vic.
I think Sherrod should host them all.
Yes.
Just because...
He puts them together.
He puts them together. He should make it his show, yeah.
Is that what you think? Do you?
I'm going to text him that.
You're going to bring bring that up at the
it's
next board?
It's called the Small World Comedy. That's his name of his company.
Oh. Well, listen, we're almost at 45 minutes. We could wrap this up. I think we covered a lot today.
I did my best.
But I guess my best wasn't good
enough. Rich gave me a George Foreman for my birthday.
Yep. Because here we are back. Plus, I bought her a facial. And I bought her some clothes.
No, because I go, can I get a facial for my birthday? Because you said you were going to get me something for my birthday.
Well, I got you something at the mall or at TJ Maxx. Where were we that I bought you the clothes? You bought something at Bloomingdale's that I bought you?
Where are those pants? I got to take them back. Did you take them back?
No, but there was something else besides your pants.
No, like a sweater for by the pool.
Yeah. Did you ever wear it?
Yeah.
How was it?
I appreciated it so much.
I got your sweater. I keep the pants. Don't take
them back. It was $10, that
sweater. It was $40.
No.
Yes. It was $40. I wouldn't.
No, if that sweater was $40, I'm taking it back right now.
It was $20.
Now. No, that sweater was
$10. And the pants were $20. It was $40 altogether.
Well, that was too much for that sweater then.
$20? No.
Yeah, it was at Yuna or something. What's that place called?
I don't know. Some Chinese place. Some fucking...
Anyway.
And then I bought her a facial.
And then, so then he goes, okay, I'll give you a check when you get home. He goes, how much was it? I go, $190.
You said 180.
No, I said 190 the first time. And then I made a mistake the second time.
Yeah.
And so then you were like, that's too much or whatever, da, da, da. But then you said, the check's on the table. You made the check for $150.
Yeah, I'm not paying. I don't pay for the tip. I bought you a facial. You take the care of the tip.
Oh, my God.
What did you do with that $500 cash I gave you the other night?
Spent it.
Already?
Well, I got groceries and shit. I mean, I still have another $100 in there.
You spent $400?
I mean, it happens. Oh, gas man. And, you know, getting your kids some food here and there.
It's earlier than I thought. You want to have sex? Yeah.
Yeah.
You for real?
Mm-hmm.
Like with me?
Mm-hmm.
Today, right after this?
You know what? It's mentally exhausting to have sex with you because...
No.
It's just like this... I have to... You go like this. You want sex? Do you want it? Do you want it? And then it's like the gum. And then you're like, can you do this? And then you're like, who just sex with? And then I don't know if it's like a game that I'm supposed to be like lying about or you're
about
trying to
sex.
Get real information
nobody
from me.
Nobody wants to hear about sex.
And I'm just telling you, it's a fucking mind fuck to have sex with you. Then afterwards, did you have sex? Did you come?
Yeah.
It was like all this talk. Was it good enough? It's like, just be good enough and then you don't have to fucking worry about it.
I'm good enough.
Well, is it good enough to like start chewing the gum right before?
I don't chew the gum before. I take it out during sex.
You're rich. You have zero game. And you know that about yourself. And I don't mind it anymore. I'll just go with it. It's fine.
I got game.
But don't afterwards make me then be like, it was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Either you fucking do it right and build it up, do it nice, or you do the things that people do when it's going to be,
a quickie.
A quickie. And then you don't fucking hound the other person into being like, you know, you're amazing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't want to say
either put in the effort and get the real compliment or don't get it.
Listen, don't fucking give me ultimatums when it comes to sex. Don't give me ultimatums.
Are you the guy who can't say sex without farting?
So where are you working? When are you at Governor's?
I'm at Governor's.
Brokerage.
No, I'm at the Brokerage. What town is that?
In Belmore. I think.
On Long Island, it sounds right.
Brokerage.
The Brokerage. Go to their website. The 20th, I believe it's one show, and the 21st, I believe it's two shows.
Yes, it is.
So get down there and do this shit. Not fucking around. People say, I want to see you. Well, come and see me then. I need fans. I do. I need them.
Well, yeah, you got them, baby.
I need them.
You got one right here sitting right across from you.
Thank God. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Well, I'm not done with my plugs. I got to get my plugs. This was great.
Was it?
Yes. This weekend I'll be at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next April 20th I'll be at Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown. April 21st I'll be at Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philly. April 17th we're doing a fundraiser at the Stress Factory. Me, Norton, Colin Quinn, Artie Lang, just a major group of people. Go to my website, richfoss.com, for all my dates. Also, listen, you know, go to patreon.com/ Rich and Bonnie. Sign up. It's $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want to pay. Patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Thank you. And we'll see you next week when I get back from Vegas. And I'm going to play some golf out there.
Oh, also on the 19th, I'm in Bridgewater somewhere.
Bridgewater, New Jersey?
Yeah.
The 19th? That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing there?
You know, Ritu? She does a gig or something there. She booked me on it. Do you want me to find out real quick where it is?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with you.
I already have someone going with me.
Who?
Kathy.
I want to go.
Oh, it's Morristown.
What the fuck's in Morristown?
April 20th.
That's the Friday.
No, Thursday, April 19th. Sorry.
What is it?
It's Thursday, April 19th at 8 p.m. $15 cover or just $10 online. This show will sell out. It's at South Street Social, 13 South Street, Morristown, New Jersey. SouthStreetSocial.com.
What the fuck? Is that a bar?
I guess it must be.
How come she didn't book me. I just used her twice this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure she's... I'm sure they think that it's not enough money.
It isn't.
It's nothing.
But I like doing local stuff.
If I sell out, I get more money.
What's the...
I can't remember what the deal is.
She's nice. She opened... did guest spots or did spots on my shows over the weekend. Very funny. Very funny.
What's her name?
Ritu.
What's her last name? Chandra.
And I met her husband. He's cool. Have you ever met
really?
Her husband?
No.
Yeah, I liked him. Nice guy. Anyhow, listen, thanks for listening. Come to all the gigs. And
bye.
No news on the roast yet. It's coming, though. It's a coming.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.